So tonight we're discussing the eighth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. We're brought up to the bracha of Rifa'enu. And right away, the Iker Kavana, when we come to a bracha of Rifa'enu, when we're talking about healing, the Chafetz Chaim brings down Bekitzer in the Mishnah Berurah, but a little bit more in other writings of the Chafetz Chaim. Rifa'enu, that when you're going into this bracha, the Kavana, the Iker Kavana should of course be what? That we're asking God for health, and we're asking God for a food. For what reason? So we can serve him. Exactly. That's why we want to be healthy. As someone who's not 100% healthy right now, I can tell you, it's really tough. You know, a couple of chavrusas I couldn't make this week early in the morning. Had to be mevatel some of my 5:30 chavrusas because I to get rid of this cold, I couldn't get up so early. Tonight, after the shir, I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to go up. I'm going to be in bed, hopefully by sleeping before 11, which will be a chiddush nora. It also helps if the Shabbos I don't have to give a drasha. You know what I mean? So I don't have a Shabbos afternoon shir. I don't give. You know, so there's certain pressures I don't have. So Hashem mamish gave me the illness in the perfect time, Baruch Hashem. But the kavanah should be that we're asking God for health. Why do we want health? Why do we want life? Because we want to be able to serve Hashem. And when a person is ill, when a person is not feeling well, so very often it presents a real obstacle to Avodas Hashem. So that, the Chafetz Chaim points out, should be the Iker Kavana when we come to this bracha. There are other Svarim, the Munkach or the Minchas Elazar and others, they say about the Yeshuas that can come through this bracha. That this bracha is really what all health is dependent upon. It is the eighth bracha. The Gemara Megillah tells us it's the eighth bracha because a baby on the eighth day needs a refuah. And that's like the epitome of refuah, because that refuah is a refuah from what? From a sickness that came because of a mitzvah. So it's like the highest form of refuah, meaning that is a refuah because of the mitzvah. But so this baby can, be gemalt, be healthy, and serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's sort of like the paradigm of refuah, that proves the point of the Chafetz Chaim. But when we come to the bracha, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, we say Hashem heal us, and we will be healed. So Rabbeinu Bachai points out an interesting ha'arad. Rabbeinu Bachai says that we could use cups, like we don't have cups, we only have shot glasses. Adam only brought shot glasses for us. Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe. Rabbeinu Bachai says that it's interesting that notice it's with a fe, right? V'halei refua shleima rofe chole amo Yisrael kikel melech rofe neman rachmanata, but v'neman rachmanata baruch. But when we find in the Torah when you talk about v'rapo yirape, what does v'rapo yirape mean? That's talking about when a human being heals. So Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the Rishonim, he points out why when God is the healer, we say refuah with a fe, but when a human being is a healer, we say rape, right? Rapo yirape with a dagesh in the fe to make it a pe. So he says that rifyon is a lashon of rot, rafe is a lashon of weak, loose. And the idea is when God heals us, it's easy. It's not any effort from God. It's a refuah. It's lashon rufyin. It's very easy. There's no effort. When a human being attempts to heal, v'rapo yirape, there's an effort. There has to be a dagesh. There has to be considerable focus. Others say, the chidah, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, he points out, rufa'enu is benefesh. V'nei rafe is beguf. We have to understand whenever a person gets ill, why do we get ill? We get ill, most, not all, most get ill because we've sinned. We've sinned. It's an onish. It's a way of taking away some of the suffering of a human being suffering here. Obviously, not all illnesses come this way, and that's something that at the end of the bracha we could talk about. But the idea that first, when a person needs to be healed, even to heal their body, first you have to heal their soul. And he says, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe. The Chidah says, first it's referring to Rifuas HaNefesh, then it's referring to Rifuas HaGuf. We know that there are both of these talked about in the bracha, because the special Yiratzon that a person can add in, and you should always add in to Rifa'enu, when you know someone specifically, you should add in the short tefillah with their name. And it says, Rifuas Shleim Menim Shamayim, Rifuas HaNefesh, or Rifuas HaGuf. that whenever you're dealing for any chola, davening, excuse me, for any chola, it's not only refuas aguf that you're asking for, but part of refua means refuas hanefesh as well. It means a healing of the soul as well. Why do we dafkin use the name Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei? Why do we insert the name of Hashem here, Yud-Hei and Vav-Hei? Why don't we just say Rafa'enu v'nei Rafei? Right? V'anyenu Riva Rivenu, then other brachas that we, why are we putting in Shem Hashem over here? So, there's a pshat, Rabbi Mansur had a very interesting pshat, that Shem Havaya, the name of Yud-Hei and Vav-Hei, implies, of course, a certain rachamin, but also it implies God being transcendent, God beyond time, God above this world, and it refers to Briya Yesh Mi'ayin, that it's a creation of something from nothing, meaning Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei, when Hashem heals, Hashem can heal without a new healing that's never been in existence. Even when the doctors say there's no hope, Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei, when we're appealing to Hashem here, we're appealing to the Ribono Shalom as Yud-Hei and Vav-Hei, which means the Rifu wasn't discovered yet. Briya Yesh Mi'ayin means creation ex nihilo, something from nothing. This refuah is going to come from nothing before. And there's a story that he brings down that someone came to the Chazon Ish in Eretz Yisrael in the earlier part of the 20th century and told the Chazon Ish that the doctors say there's no healing. I can't get better. That I'm going to die from this. They say I have 3 days to live. The Chazon Ish says, so what do the doctors know? Hashem can create a new healing without the doctors knowing about anything. And lo and behold, what happened? That penicillin was discovered before this, but it just came. Mamish, it reached the shores after this guy came to the Chazon Ish before the 3 days, and once he took the penicillin, he was okay. And have a great-grandfather who died because there was no penicillin yet, right? It was discovered a few years later. He stepped on a rusty nail. Can you imagine what that was back in the day? He stepped on a rusty nail and he was gone a short while later. But now with penicillin, so that's what Chazon Ish told this guy. Doctors say, who are the doctors? Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei. Hashem means Briya Yesh Mi'ayin. Even when the doctors say there's nothing, that's nothing because there's nothing in medical literature. There's nothing in the trials. There's nothing that they know of. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of bringing refuah even without anything of what the doctors know. So that's Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei, that it's referring to refuah sanefesh and refuah saguf. It's referring to the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create a refuah the likes of which that we don't know about. Also, Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei, some say it's Rifa'enu V'nei Rafei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rifa'enu, send us the proper shliach, the proper doctor to heal us, V'nei Rafei, and we should be able to follow through on what the doctors say, right? That's also part of refuah, that we're asking Hashem for the chizuk ourselves, to do what we need to do to get better, right? It's not so pashut that the doctor can tell you what to do. If you don't follow what the doctor tells you, pashtus is, you're not going to get better. So here we have to daven not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the right shliach and sends the right healing, but v'nei rafei, that we will be part of the healing process, v'nei rafei, and we will be healed through our hishtadlus and what we're going to do. Then we say hoshienu v'nivasheya. So what's this talking about? We said Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei. What does Hoshienu V'nivasheya? Hoshienu means save us, V'nivasheya, and we will be saved. What does that mean, and save us, and we will be saved? So the Chidah says, again, referring to the concept that this is not only Rifuas HaGuf, but it's also Rifuas HaNefesh, a healing of the soul, the Chidah says something very scary. Hoshienu V'nivasheya, that whenever a person commits an Avera, right? What do? You create a destructive angel. You create a negative spiritual force. You know what that force wants to do? It wants to hurt you. Rav Moshe Cordovero in the Tomer Devorah talks about this much more at length. That you create negative spiritual energy, and that, again, a destructive angel, a spiritual energy, you know, it's referred to in different forms, but basically every time you do an Avera, you create a negative metaphysical reality that is going to be bad for you. And it's going to hurt you in this world. So the Chida says, Hoshienu v'nivasheya, that not only to heal us, or refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf, but Hoshienu, but save us from what? From the negative spiritual forces that we already brought into existence. V'nivasheya, and only then we will really be saved. Meaning, there's a siman and a siba, right? In learning, very often, in lamdas, is something a siman? What is a siman? A siman, is this a sign of something? Or is this a siba? What's a siba? Is this the reason for something? Right? Is it a siman or siba? Is it an expression of something? Or is it the reason for something? And so we're fa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, the healing, the illness, is a siman. The siba is something much deeper. The Hoshienu v'nivasheya also, though we're saying, is also a siman. The siba is that we have to get our neshama in order, right? But there's another siman, another expression, not only the physical illness that's expressed, but there is metaphysical danger that's a result of our chataim. And the Chida says, when we say Hoshienu v'nivasheya, it means this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us from those mechablim. Hashem is going to save us from the destructive spiritual forces. Others say Hoshienu v'nivasheya means that even Rufa'enu like to heal us. Hoshienu means to save us. What does vas mean save? Save is when you're really at the end. Hoshienu v'nivasheya. That if you're going to save us, meaning, right, the idea of saving a person, you think Superman with the cape, whatever it is, jumping, the fireman jump into the building, right? Our ex-fireman, well, I guess once a fireman, always a fireman. That's right. On Purim, you're a fireman. So our fireman, you know, the idea that you jump in and you save someone, the idea is Hoshienu v'nivasheya. First is healing, but then Hoshienu v'nivasheya. That if we're mamish not well, if we're a person, Rachmanu l'tzlan lo aleinu, is mamish more in the next world than this world, Hoshienu, there's always a possibility of Yeshua Hashem Kerfayin. The Pritzadik, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, though supporting the idea a little bit of the Chida, he says, what does Yeshua mean? What is salvation? Where do we find salvation? So we know, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And the Medrash says, Yishi Zu Yom HaKippur. Why is Yom Kippur a day of salvation? So it's explained because it's a day of Mechilas Avonos. It's a day of forgiving of sins, when we start and when Hashem wipes away the slate. So Shienu v'nivasheya, here also, we're asking Hashem to sort of wipe away the metaphysical slate, wipe away the negative metaphysical realities that we created. Ki si lasenu ata, ki si lasenu ata, here also, based upon Rashi, Rufa'inu Hashem v'nei rafi, this is actually based on a pasuk. If you look Yirmiyo, Perek Yudzayin, pasuk Yudal. So based on Rashi there, what does ki si lasenu ata mean? Ki si lasenu ata means because you are our praise. What does that mean? Ki si lasenu ata, the fact is that because, you know why people praise us? Because you are our savior. You are our doctor. Meaning the praise of the Jewish people is that Shomer Yisrael Hashem. That Hashem is the one that is saves us. And that's ki si lasenu ata, because you're our praise. Meaning, why do we even ask for such a thing? We even ask for such a thing? Ki si lasenu ata, because this is our praise. Reb Chaim V'lajner has a different pshat. Reb Chaim V'lajner says, ki si lasenu ata, ki si lasenu ata, that what we want to do is really praise you. Ki si lasenu ata, because our praise is of you. Right? And Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei has a different pshat. Rufa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei is Rufa'enu Hashem. Hashem, you should be healed. And then we're going to be healed. What does that mean? It's based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin that whenever a Jew is in pain, Hashem is in pain. It's the Gemara Sanhedrin says that a Jew says, "Ay, my head hurts," Kaviyachal the Shechina says, "My head hurts." A Jew says, "My arm hurts," Kaviyachal the Shechina cries out saying, "My arm hurts." That's the idea, imo anochi betzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tells Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim and other places telling the Nevi'im, imo anochi betzara means, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will be with you in times of pain. Meaning, what does it mean, imo anochi betzara, I will be with you in pain? Meaning, I'm going to share that pain. I am going to feel your pain, right? That's what That's what Ima Onochi Betzara means. So the Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, like on a very lofty level, on a very high level, Refa'inu Hashem v'nirafeu she'enu kisil aseinu ata, because we want to be able to praise you, and we want to be able to sing to you, and we want you to be in the greatest way possible. And so that's why we're asking you to heal us, not because we davka need the healing or we want the healing, but we want what? We want you to be healed. Kaviyachal, obviously. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a healing, but meaning that there is a concept of Shechinta Begalusa, there's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshtatev in our Tzar. So that's what we're really asking for over here. V'halei Rufo Shalema L'chol Makosenu. We ask the Ribbono Shalom, V'halei, the Lashon of lifting up, Rufo Shalema, a complete Rufua, L'chol Makosenu. Makos, right? What are the makos? Pesach, right? Pesach, a maka. Some say different pshatim. Some say a maka is something that we bring upon ourselves. Something we bring upon ourselves. And what does this mean? Not necessarily spiritually, but even physically. Even physically, right? Meaning, I probably brought this cold on myself by not sleeping enough, by I don't know what else. Choose. No, I reject that. No, that's nice absolutely
people,
not true.
Nice to people who have colds.
You ask doc, right, then maybe. You ask doctors, you don't get sick for going out with a jacket. That's why you were in an EMT, your early environment. Your early environment.
Mother would tell you to go out with a jacket.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's why Dafka don't. Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. We're not going to delve any further into my... put on your coat. Right, like, no, Beshita, I'm not putting on my coat. Okay, so that's a little of my yeshus, right? But the idea of Alei Rufo Shleimel Chomakoseinu, so it's a beautiful idea. Over here, we ask for Refuah Shleima, because you know what the Refuah Shleima is? That we brought this on ourselves, this makah, just like the Mitzrayim brought the makos on themselves, meaning the patch. V'halei Refuah Shleima l'chol makoseinu. Refuah Shleima means not only the siman, but even the siba. The reason why I get sick. Spiritual or physical. You know, there is a Rambam that says that a lot of these things are based upon the pshia of a human being. That we cause these things to ourselves because of human negligence. That's what the Rambam writes. I once had a Rebbe tell me that, you know, you got to lose weight. You know, and then he shows me the Rambam. It's based on Yerushalmi and Shabbos that, like, says 99% 99 out of 100 people die because of their own pshia not taking care of their physical bodies. Which is like, right, yeah, no joke. It's like, okay. You know, of course, this Rebbe was very fit, very trim, you know. I was like, is that a fat comment, Rebbe? You know, like, basically, it was. So that's the idea of Halei Refuah Shleima L'chol Makoseinu. The Refuah Shleima, the complete Refuah, means not only the Siman, but the Siba at the root, the physical root, that I should eat good and I should exercise, right? And you should sleep and whatever it is. But also L'chol Makoseinu, meaning the Refuah Shleima spiritually, what the spiritual root of our illness is. And that's where you should add in the Tefillah. At this point, after the words L'chol Makoseinu, you should add in the tefillah, and it's absolutely, absolutely important that any time there's someone that you care about, you should be davening for them. In Rifa'enu, you should be mentioning their names. You should be mentioning their names. Anyone. And again, this is part of the idea that our tefillah can't be keva, our tefillah can't be set, meaning that throughout the day, you don't necessarily think of these people that you care about that are ill. But when you come to Shemona Esrei, your tefillah is not keva, you're just saying, but Matt, you should bring in and think about those people at that time.
My siddur by Myra doesn't happen.
Yeah, so some siddurim don't, because they say dafke at night, you shouldn't ask for these type of bakashas in the first half of the night till after chatzos, because the first half of the night is din. Din is is more out in the world, you know? Yeah, the same idea. Exactly. The same yisod. But that's the idea, Refuah Shleima L'chol Makoseinu, that at the root it's a Refuah Shleima, Kikel Melech Rofei Neman V'rachaman Ota. So here there are a number of different words. We're not going to get into all of them, but Kikel Melech Rofei Neman V'rachaman Ota. We refer to Hashem as Kel, which is God's might. Melech Hashem as king. meaning that sometimes we understand there are things that are gezeros, right? There's a gezera from the melech. We're asking the king to rescind the gezera. We're asking the king to rescind the decree. Rofe ne'eman, a faithful rofe. Why is it? What does it mean, a rofe ne'eman? What does it mean, a faithful rofe? So here, many say you should have the kavana that you should be davening, that you should just be healthy. Right? This bracha isn't only for people who are ill, but really we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rofe ne'eman, is the faithful rofe that every day attends to our physical needs, every day is healing us. In what sense? In the sense that, you know, how complex the human body is. The human body, for one thing to go wrong, as we say in Asher Yatzar, Yifshar Liskayem, La'amod Lefanecha, if there would be a, if something that's open would close, something that's closed would open, you know, Yifshar Liskayem V'la'amod Lefanecha, we wouldn't be able to stand in front of you. We would end. So, Kikel Melech Rofe Ne'eman, many say Ne'emanus, like a bias Ne'eman be Yisrael. Why is that the bracha? Tochas and Kal bias Ne'eman? Faith means day in and day out. It means trustworthiness. That the husband and wife should be able to trust in one another. That has to be the bedrock of the relationship. Rofe Ne'eman, that Hashem, you are the trustworthy Rofe. Meaning day in and day out, I'm being healed. And don't forget, this is it's so important at this point to recognize, this bracha is not only a bracha for people that are ill. Right? Remember we said from the Sefer Olam Amidos, he points out that, you know, when a person, Rachman al-Atzlan, if they have Yenam Machala, right, and a person experiences a refuah for Yenam Machala, you make a big Suda Soda, and, you know, Baruch Hashem, and all the different treatments they had to go through, and they got better, and it's a tremendous simcha. It says, Allah has kama v'kama, the simcha should be that you don't have Yenam Machala. But you never had to inject into your body dangerous toxic chemicals. You didn't have to shoot radiation like Rachman al-Atzlan. What a simcha you should have. And when you come to the bracha of Rufa'inu, Kikel Melech Rofe Ne'eman, the Rofe Ne'eman means every day I know Hashem, you're healing me. Even if Baruch Hashem, I've never had to have the surgery. I never had to have a procedure. I never had to have, you know, dangerous treatments. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Rofe Ne'eman. And this bracha should bring us a tremendous simcha, tremendous joy that, you know, all I have is a cold. Baruch Hashem, all I have is a cold. Hashem, let me have the cold. Especially a week that I don't have to give a drasha, right? And I don't have to, you know, let it go out to this. But that's the Rofe Ne'eman. And then V'rachamanata, again, why do we need Hashem's Rachmanas? Because we're stupid. Because we do things that we know aren't good for us. Ayin, Cholent, and Kishka, and like, matches herring, you know, like, the list of things. The Rachmanata, that Hashem, you're Rofe Ne'eman, and you're Rachman. Because I don't deserve your trustworthy healing every day. I don't deserve these things, but you're a rachaman. And you have rachmanus on us. And we end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. So I believe one time we spoke about the difference, but that the end of Asher Yatzar versus the end of this bracha. Because the end of Asher Yatzar is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Kol Basar, Umafli Lasos, meaning God heals all flesh. Here we say, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. So there's a big difference. Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, who heals his people Israel, versus Rofei Kol Basar, who heals all flesh. So there were those who were offended by this bracha. They said this bracha is racist, God only heals Jews, and they changed the bracha. Right? They changed the bracha. Not in our shuls, but there are those that have changed this bracha. They feel this bracha is racist. Obviously, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had a love for all of humanity. When they wrote this bracha, this wasn't the bracha that was particularistic davka for the Jewish people. So what's pshat? Why Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael? So there are a lot of different pshatim. One pshat's very simple. That in Rofei Kol Basar, we're talking about Hashem as the Rofei, as the Rofei through nature. Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special attention to Klal Yisrael as the Refuah Shalema, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Jewish people, right, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, we do have a unique relationship, and we ask Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, because the illnesses of the Jewish people, the illnesses of the Jewish people are, right, are... some explain, again, how late do we want to go here? So some explain that the illnesses of the Jewish people, illness comes to the world really because of the Jewish people. Yeah, it's a wild idea. That really, as we said, illness is not, it is something that has spiritual roots, and illness comes to the world because of the Jewish people, because if only Jewish people would get sick, it would be Chil Hashem. Would be Chil Hashem if only the Jewish people got sick. So that's why some say that Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, by healing the Jews, what are you really doing? You're really healing everyone. That it all comes to the world because of Klal Yisrael, which is an interesting pshat. Others say, Rofei Kol Basar Maflu Lasos versus Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, that, you know, there's a doctor that you go to, but then there's your personal physician. Right? We all have to go to doctors. Who has a personal physician? The president has a personal physician. The Jewish people have a personal physician. Right? That's the second pshat. The third pshat that I believe was from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, pshat that we mentioned, Rofei Kol Basar Mafli Lasos, whenever Hashem sends a sickness to the world, it comes with an expiration date. There's an expiration date to every illness. And Hashem, when He sends the illness, has a time when the illness is going to leave. We have to do our ishtadlus to go to doctors and to take medicine. We have to do ishtadlus. But every illness has a time when the Rebbeinu Shem said the illness is going to leave. That's Rufei Kol Basar Umafli Lasos. That Hashem is Mashgiach all of the Bria, all of creation. Hashem takes care of and brings refuas. But Rufei Chole Amo Yisrael, what we're talking about over here, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz says, is the healing even before the expiration date comes. When we ask for a unique healing, when we're still Chole Amo Yisrael, when we're still in the throes of a sickness. So that's what he's saying, that we do have this uniqueness in terms of our tefillah of asking Hashem for refuah. So those are three different pshatim. But again, just understanding the importance of this bracha to sensitize us to the Rofei Neman, that we should say this bracha with incredible intensity for anyone who's ill, incredible simcha, the fact that Baruch Hashem, we've been spared serious illness, and at the same time, it is important to note that in the Navi, in Yirmiyo, Yud Zayin Yud Dalid, it's Rifa'eni, it's Belashon Yachid. There are Mefarshim who point out that it's very, very noteworthy over here that it's Dafka B'Lashon Rabin. We know all Shemone Esrei is Lashon Rabin, but over here, especially, we're actually changing the Pasuk. There were those who felt that you shouldn't change the Pasuk. That in certain places, obviously, here Anshei Knesset Gedolah wrote it, so you do, but places in Slichos where we change Pasuk from Yachid to Rabin, Rabin to Yachid, the Rav very often would not change those Psukim and Piyutim. He said, you have to say the Pasuk the way they are. But the fact that Anshei Knesset Gedolah changes the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu, why? Because you're not allowed to daven for yourself. It's usher to daven for yourself if you're not davening for others as well. And that's why when you add Yiratzon Lufanecha, Shatishlach Meir Shleim and Shemayim Fus and Efer Shus Aguf Lachola, you add a specific person, what are the four words after? Bisoch Shar Chola Yisrael. You're not allowed to daven for an individual. You're not. It's Aser, Mefarshim say. You can only daven for an individual if Bisoch Shar Chola Yisrael. But you're also davening for others. Because that displays a certain callousness, a certain achzarius, almost a certain cruelty, that I only care about this person, I don't care about others. So say, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So, I wanted to talk also a little bit about Pesach tonight, but it's way too late, and we're not going to be able to. So, Bez Shem, I owe you a word on Pesach. For those that would like to make a little l'chaim, for...